HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Delhi government has told Supreme Court it is ready to impose a complete lockdown in the city to tackle air pollution. It also suggested that it would be meaningful if lockdown is implemented across the NCR. However, the court pulled up the Delhi government for lame excuses and passing the buck. It insisted on urgent measures rather than long-term goals. The Supreme Court said the capital's air pollution was a crisis. The US has not made a determination on a potential waiver of sanctions against India for buying the Russian S-400 missile defense system. A State Department spokesperson noted the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act does not have a blanket or country-specific waiver provision. The spokesperson made the comments in response to reports that Russia has started delivering the S-400 to India. Washington has indicated the S-400 systems may trigger Kartsha sanctions. Respected writer and historian Balwant Moreshwar has died at a private hospital in Pune following a brief illness. He was 99. Purindare was popularly called Shivaji's bard for his work on 17th century Maratha warrior King Chhatrapati Shivaji. He was recently diagnosed with pneumonia for which he was undergoing treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a series of tweets, remembered Purindare as witty, wise and with rich knowledge of Indian history. Shares of PB Fintech Limited opened at a premium of more than 17% to the IPO price. PB Fintech shares debuted at 1,150 rupees in pre-open trade, compared with the offer price of 980 rupees. PB Fintech's IPO was oversubscribed nearly 17 times. It then surged as much as 23%. It raised about $761 million in the IPO that saw almost 17 times the demand for shares on sale. PB Fintech Limited is the operator of the online insurance marketplace PolicyBazaar. Former fast bowler Shoaib Akhtar feels David Warner being adjudged the player of the tournament is an unfair call. Warner tallied 289 runs from 7 matches at an average of 48.16. This included 3 half centuries and scores of 89, 49 and 53 in the last 3 matches. However, Akhil believes Pakistan captain Babar Azam was deserving of the award.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.